The name's Bond. James Bond.
I'm feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is the last day of January 2014. Daniel Starks here. You're listening to Morning Edition on your station KETR. Right now, it's Movie Picks with Alice Reese. We do have Alice on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner. She takes time out of her Friday morning, is giving us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got two movies to talk about briefly, and then we're going to talk about this wonderful thing that comes up in a couple of weeks, the Oscars. The first movie we're going to talk about is Labor Day.
Joyce Maynard, the author of Labor Day, came to Dallas last week and talked to promote the movie. This is pretty unusual because very often the authors are not too pleased with what the screenwriters and the directors do with their films. And this time it was directed by Jason Reitman, who's known for Juno and Up in the Air, which were comedies. This is not. This is a drama. And it sticks to the book fairly closely. It's about a woman who is agoraphobic. That means she's pretty well stuck to her home. She cannot leave. She just is sort of down and depressed and stays there. She's played by Kate Winslet. And she lives there with her 13-year-old son. But they eventually have to get out and go buy supplies. This takes place in 1987 in a small town in New England. And her son, Henry, pretty well makes most of the decisions for this family since she's just unable to. So they go to the Price Mart, and there they encounter this man who is played by Josh Brolin. His name is Frank Chambers, and he convinces them to give him a ride. And then he convinces them to take him to their home. And it turns out that he's a wanted convict. But right away, we find out that he's not the average convict. He's a real strong male presence for this family, and he cooks, and he teaches Henry to throw a baseball. And pretty soon, Adele finds herself falling for this escaped killer. And this sounds like kind of the stuff of a Lifetime movie or a soap opera, but because of the strong writing and the directing and especially the acting, it is much more enjoyable and believable, and it goes into more literary than it is a soap, and more literature, I should say, than soap opera. And anyway, it's quite a good tale. I highly recommend it. The other movie that I saw was That Awkward Moment. It's a little bit on the awkward side, unfortunate title, I guess. And it is about three buddies, dudes, who decide that they are not ever going to get committed to one woman, that they are going to retain their Playboy status, and they will forever be close best friends and keep this promise. Well, of course, that doesn't work. And the actors in it are Zac Efron, Miles Teller, and a guy who's recently become well-known from Fruitvale Station, Michael B. Jordan. But, of course, they all break their promise and fall for these women. And the main story is about Efron and Imogen Poots, who plays Ellie. And she's really a captivating actress, quite attractive, and she plays this brainy girl named Ellie. But unfortunately, I really liked the movie. I was enjoying it. It was going along just fine. But because nowadays romantic comedies just can't be just romantic comedies, they've got to be raunchy as well. This one, which is directed by and written by Tom Gormican, suddenly the very good cast starts to speak in very foul ways, and it turns totally raunchy and totally involved with bathroom humor, and it loses a lot because of that.
And that can be kind of disappointing, seeing someone who started off as a child star and being a role model for kids these days. It's kind of disappointing to see them taking on a role like this, even though they still may have a fan base within children. Now, moving on to something some people are highly anticipating, the Oscars.
Yes, the Oscar broadcast will be on March the 2nd, and I was going to mention some each week. Until then, I wanted to talk a little bit about each of the movies that are up for Best Picture.
Today,
I thought Philomena was one that was, it's a really surprise nominee, I think. And so, anyway, I talked about it before, but in order to refresh people's memories, it stars Judy Dench, who's already won an Oscar and who has an Oscar nomination for this as well, as a real-life woman who went out and found what happened to her child, who was adopted 50 years previously. And it turns into a comedy and a mystery and a very, very well done true story done by Steve Coogan, who found it and decided to star in it and play this journalist who helps Philomena find what happened to her son.
All right. Philomena, any other movies that you'd like to talk about from the Oscars?
Well, I'd like to talk about all of them.
Okay, go right ahead. We've got about a minute left.
Okay, another surprising nominee was, for me, which is getting a lot of attention, is the Dallas Buyers Club. I expected both Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto to be nominated for their roles, and they were, and they are the favorites, actually, to win. But I was surprised that the film made the cut because it was considered a good film, but not always a great one. And anyway, it surprised me that it made the list, and one that didn't was Inside Llewyn Davis, which was probably the best reviewed film of last year. So just go figure.
All right, we talked about these two movies, Labor Day and That Awkward Moment. And we also touched on the Oscars, which are coming up in just a few weeks. Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Coming up in just a moment, your local news with Mark Haslett here on your station, 88.9 KETR.
We're on the web. Find us online at ketr.org. Your station, 88.9 KETR.